ও চাষিদের সো হ্যাপি টু সি ইউ গাইস অ্যাগেন। আই ওয়েন্ট টু LA কাপল ডেজ, সো 3-4 days স্কেপড দি টুজডে ক্লাস। নাও আই এম গোয়িং টু have everybody generate compassion, bodhicitta, awaken mind in your look at individual's own thoughts inwardly, and know what natural thoughts is flowing, so you can direct that thought process into cut off the regular or not having enlightened intention, then transform that mind into bodhicitta, awakened mind. But generally, it's a good mind, good-hearted. Wish everyone have a peace, have a happy attain liberation. Wish everyone happy, or have everyone reach happiness is aspect of compassion, and wish everyone to gain liberation, that is the wisdom aspect. So combine that is bodhicitta. So I'm going to also read that our verses from the Bodhisattva's Garland of Jewels by Atisha Dipomkara Shirinjana. So homage to Avalokiteshvara, homage to the gurus, and homage to devotional deities. Abandon all thoughts and cherish persistent practice, thoroughly abandon sleep, mental dullness, and laziness, and always make effort with joyful perseverance. With mindfulness, awareness, and carefulness, always protect the door of your senses again and again, 3 times, both day and night. Examine the flow of your thoughts. But not 3 times, but it said means daytime. We each in old way to count time, divide the 3 parts in daylight time and 3 parts in night. So total is 6 parts of the day. So each part is 4 hours now. So 6 multiplies by 6, 4, then it's a 4 multiplied 6 times, so it's 24 hours. It's like that. So it's saying 24 hours be mindful, awareness, and carefulness. Reveal your own shortcomings, but do not seek out others' mistakes. Conceal your own good qualities, but proclaim those of others. Forsake gain and respect at all times. Relinquish profit and fame. Have a modest desire to be easy satisfied and reciprocate kindness. Cultivate love and compassion and stabilize your bodhicitta. Avoid 10 negative actions and always ensure your faith is strong. Overcome anger and arrogance and be endowed with humility. Relinquish wrong livelihood and be nourished by the Dharma. Forsake material possessions. adorn yourself with the wealth of noble ones, or embellish yourself with the wealth of noble ones. Void all busyness and distractions, and reside the solitude of wilderness. The wealth of faith and discipline, of learning and generosity, of decency and shame, and the wealth of wisdom. These are the seven riches. These precious and excellent jewels are the seven treasures that never run out. Do not speak these to non-humans. Abandon gossip. Always guard your speech. When you see your gurus and the preceptors, reverently generate the wish to serve towards those wise beings with the Dharma eyes, and towards beginners on the path as well. Regard them as spiritual teachers. When you see any sentient beings, regard them as your parents or children. Give up negative friends and rely on the true spiritual friends. Eliminate hatred and unhappy mental states. And be happy wherever you choose to go. Abandon attachment to all things and stay free from desire. Attachment not only keeps you from beneficiary rebirths, in fact, it kills the future of true liberation. When, let me see. When you encounter the causes of happiness, strive constantly to put them into practice. Whatever task you set out to do, accomplish that very thing first. In this way, everything will be turned out well. If not, nothing will succeed. Since you take no pleasure in negative deeds, when a thought of self-importance rises, at that instant, deflect your pride. And recall your guru's instruction. When discouraged thoughts rises, uplift your mind and meditate on emptiness. When objects of attachment or aversion appear, view them as illusions or projections. When you hear unpleasant words, view them as echoes. When you suffer physical harm, see it as a result of your past karmas, past actions. Live entirely in solitude beyond town limits, like carcass of a wild animal. Hide yourself away and live free of attachment. We already done this part, I think. This too. Always be firm with your commitment. Whatever a feeling of laziness and exhaustion rises, at that instant, enumerate your shortcomings and recall the essence of a conduct. And these are self-discipline part of these to continuously progress your practice. Although when one diligently or put effort on practice, there are also some time, demand some time and energy to continuously do it. But it's important to any of the tasks you overcome, including practice of Dharma, not always without obscurations or uneasiness, but because it like it overcome overall suffering in general. So long term and short term happiness or suffering, we have to choose long term benefit, sacrifice this or give up short term benefit. We think a short-term benefit is important. Sometimes it's a kind of, you can balance it, but you can put the main effort on long-term goal. Because short-term, always hanging on the short-term benefit, then the long-term ignorant or suffering, these cannot go on, beyond, or cannot eliminate those long-term suffering. So think of long-term benefit, then its only choice is to happily to work on the long-term benefit. And on number 18, whenever you meet others, speak calmly and sincerely. Do not grammarly or frown, but always maintain a smile. So these are, I think, not only on the cushion or practice on your own, but when you, after, like, you have the generally two sections of a meditation. One is the meditative practice. That means you sit or you alone practicing, not only alone, but if you are having group of people listening Dharma and or yourself or reading a book or you are doing meditation, especially this is called in a meditative equipoise or meditative state, means you are doing your own meditation. And post meditation is after you finish your sections of meditation, and then you kind of daily work and life, day in daily life. So this too, on the cushion or after stay sitting on the cushion. So both support each other to increase one's practice, further kind of deepening one's practice. So for these, when you meet people, when you speak people, and physically, if not only mentally, you should keep good mental state, as this said. Since you take no pleasure in negative deeds, when you thoughts of self-importance rises, when and at that instant, deflate your pride and recall the gurus, your gurus' instruction or these. Or when discouraged thoughts rises, uplift your mind and meditate on emptiness. When objects of attachment or aversion appear, view them as an illusion and a projection. These are very, very good, profound instructions. So one really can change mental psychology in a shorter time practice. So see others as a brother and sisters. These also said in when you meet people, then how you deal with them and how you see them, how you kind of a mentality, or how you position yourself in mental way. So, I think we have that one too. One second. Yes, here. So it's said the ninth, towards the wise being with Dharma eyes and towards beginners and on the path as well, regard them as your spiritual teachers. When you see any sentient beings, regard them as your parents, all children, or children. So these are also very important. You always remember some of these instructions. Then when you meet people, you have positioned your mantle of yourself in good kind of attitude. So when you see your dearest friends, and then it's also equally see everyone in some benefit, well-being of others, wish they are have a happy and liberate them, and they have a gain wisdom to liberate themselves, that kind of mentality. So then generally, they said, when you see, so of course in Shikadamba's teaching also sometimes said, a teacher who is serious, it's good teacher. Instruction that hit one's kind of a negative spot, then it's called the instruction. It means, oh, that instruction is my kind of problem. That's the remedy of my illness. That is thinking, oh, that word is really kind of a me. That is you, like that type of words, a little bit even like straightforward. And then it's called the straight talk is sometimes it's very useful, but doesn't mean you have to be angry or something. So is in this verses said, whenever you meet others, speak calmly and sincerely. We can see sometimes people communicate, or because of overwhelmed by emotions, then people become very agitated, and the voice becomes sharp, or the words become very aggressive. This happens. So when we have most people come, but once they had some offensive, or they lose face value or something, could be very angry by shouting or even physically jumping or pointing finger to people, or those happens. A small incident can become a big issue, and small problems become a lot of bigger. Even two people cannot really solve clean after that situation. So these happens. So although maybe some are urgent and important, or need to kind of raise your voice in some cases. So these are exceptional. If there is a danger for saving others' life, then you should shout. Otherwise, it's just no personal, and some kind of wealth, lost little wealth, or a misunderstanding between people. These times we shouldn't like raise big and again the anger, kind of explode by anger, and say words very 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 loudly way. So also today's internet, many people doing their program in very, very loud way. Even news speakers sometimes reporting news, they have to be more exaggerated way to use the words and the facial expressions. And also sometimes like we can see advertisement mostly very loud, shouting almost. That those are not very, very healthy. And maybe for them, the main aim is to pay others, to draw others' attention on their show or products. But generally, it also means not calm and not satisfied. So here is more normal people. When you meet normal people, speak calmly. On the public space, if you have a very raised, large, big voice, and then it's like noises also gone certain limit, then it's against the law in some country. If you make too much noise, it's like you like to raise your voice very strong and loud, but also disturbing others' peace. For example, we know some people have a habit of take tobacco, smoking, but in public space, there is a regulation of how much or how long distance you should do, because you like to smoke, but others may not want to smoke with you. So your smoke also goes others' nose and mouth too. So it's kind of harming others' health. Similarly, even like a religious person, they shouldn't kind of disturb others' peace and public kind of peace. If one shouting for Buddha or God or anything like that too loud in public space and is occupying kind of others' path, the access, then those are not very friendly or not very good way to do it. So similarly, our conversation many people surrounding us in public space may not want to hear. So it's better to kind of communicate with between who you wanted to talk. And if it's a too far distance, you can walk to closer distance and talk to the person. So these are, and also sincere is important. Also, too, people like to hear sincere words, and a different. If communicate, the result will be people want to. Let's see. To know something real information on lot of possibility, false kind of misunderstanding or false information is also there. But mostly people generally they have the tendency to want to know what is real. We can say generally people want to seek, people are seeking for real reality, and then maybe not only one-sided information, but more dimension of this one thing in multi-dimension is important to know. In this way, in some country or places may have a less opportunity to raise your own, they speak of your own, our hearing the multi kind of a dimension. They allowed you speak only some voice and limit or mute others, or they let you hear some voices that is their choices and mute others. So these are immoral, almost like as a human being, we have the right to speak our mind, and also can able the access to free information is very important. So for one general info, the individual also some people may not like a morally very bad person or something like that, but they can become practice that speak irresponsible way and create conflicts and also misunderstanding. So in some country have a law. Of course, these laws are difficult to say what is really intention, you know, to set up these laws. But they say, if you forcefully proclaim something or spread forceful information, you can be in jail. And that because really disturbing others' understanding confuse many people's mind and create quite chaos or conflict. So this way, real information is important. But of course, government control, so-called real, is very questionable. If there's, many conflict in today's world also raised by false information. I remember in Myanmar one time, the Muslim and the Buddhist community had a collision, like conflict. But behind that is original start in point is from the false information spread by people from online, Facebook. So these real social harm or causes a lot of suffering by dishonor or spreading false information. So sincere is kind of moral basis for communicate or become friend in general society, secular society. If one said this person is very, very dishonest, he almost not speaking any truth, sincerely information. So who wants to really communicate with that kind of situated person? As a kind of Buddhist training, you always open your mind, say, oh, this person can be changed and there will be kind of on the circumstances, you will be for individual may become example of not doing something. So it's helping you, educating you. But for many others who don't want to do that kind of practice, then it's just pure kind of purely want to keep distance with those people. So their words speaking with a smile and just out of love and compassion, not a kind of trained smile. The trained smile is also in certain degree, certain level acceptable, like a flight attendant or nurses, or these have a very good mood and a nice kind of expression, give you warm welcome or receiving you warmly. And also your departure in, they come serve with you and kind of wave hand. And these sent you to the, on the car or then you feel much, trust and warm in your mind too. So the words it said, when you meet others, speak calm and sincerely. So behind that, no other hope and fear behind of the sincerity. That is very important. So sincerity with a genuine kind of love and care. And then it said, do not grimace or frown. For these, I think in some culture, they may have a more kind of a facial expression, or hand different gesture or hand movement is also some culturally different. India, France, or other Asian country, in some country, they don't wave too much hand. It's kind of shoulder hand moving too much is in consider of something not very formal way to deal with people. Like Tibetan people, no, generally, in some case, of course, individual is very different, but generally, we don't move much our hand. And the face is also, I think, not making too much kind of facial expressions and or these. Although these are tolerant or open to individuals' kind of character, their own way of doing things. Or but generally, I remember first I met some other from different places. I don't understand their language, but I just see the what their hand gesture. I was very, very how to say. I thought they were kind of angry or what is the situation? You wave your hand very strongly, then I don't understand the language. Then I thought it's almost like they are reach the point of boiling, like a temper or something, you know. But when I was very young, that one time, maybe 7, 8 years old, but it's a different way to express. So the other different country, I think these are not a very big deal, maybe not. But of course, the grammars, if, let's see, in the Tibetan, this tronyer means a little bit not for fun. Like you are twisting your facial expression for just fun and kidding others, make fun of, this humorous kind of type of facial expression. It's not that way. This is talking about angry, little bit angry movement of facial muscles on your face. And the frown, that one also too, it's because an unhappy feeling, you are, if you are so happy, then I don't think the frown is necessary. And if you weren't considering too much or suspicious or feeling of uneasiness, anger, then maybe frown is more or less a curse. So here is saying what you speaking and your inside of the words is speaking calmly and sincere is motivation is mind. So your mind should be sincere to people. And also physical body, we should kind of be more like we say when you see people, some people's face is like flower. You feel like very happy and transform one's mind possible. Or very shining kind of light is coming from one's face is possible. Even some Buddhist literatures or sutras also described Buddha, said his golden kind of a face, you know, or eyes, or these very powerful. Even you glimpse his kind of existence, give you some joyful feeling. Similarly, generally people's mind are sincere and it was already very big, secure feeling. And then others voice very gentle, then you feel kind of more ease and rest feeling. And then others have a kind of sincere facial expression and also happy kind of mood, then It's kind of a combination of this mind, speech, and body. You know, these three of a good, virtuous way to communicate. So, but always maintain smile. Then it's also, maybe not for everyone. Each individual is very different. Always smile. I cannot do it, but, I wanted to try more. So you guys also can try. Maybe you can increase 10% or 15% or more in one, two years. Then gradually maybe you can up to 70-80% of the day times you, when you meet people, always cheerful and delightful. Then it's good anyway. Yeah, some people say even on in the morning when you're walking on the street, someone say hello or say just the hi to smile, and some good weather or just casual talks, then you feel kind of you half a day is very impacted by that words. So I believe these are the virtuous deeds and also way of giving generosity. There are many generosities. One is taking care of yourself is to in order to taking care of others. You already make an effort of when you taking your care of yourself, motivation is I also want to serve others. Then when you're working on your own, actually indirectly you also benefiting others. So these are very important. And then when among many watch your speech, when alone watch your mind. So these are also said when people I think there are so many good example. Watching your speech is very important in public. I remember in maybe this is a political kind of situation, but Donald Trump, he is once he's president, and he's speaking not very carefully many times, so create a lot of issue, and you have to deny something you already said, or you have to kind of watch what you already kind of created some issue problems. The office or the secretary always clarifying something. That is, you can see one person as an example. You know, if you don't guard your mind or watch one's words, may create different chaos, the problems disturbing even economic, and the stock exchange also gone with that words or down to the, like lost many people lost a lot of money by the impact with the economy. And also words can impact so many people's attitude towards another country, and just the further turbulent is the more impact is kind of hiding in those expression. So so sometimes you see creating enemy. And suddenly the words changing to friend, kind of best friends. Those happens. But these have to be kind of realistic. Should be realistic approach. Otherwise, if one day you say that, North Korean leaders as an enemy or Rocky Man, something like that. And then other days you said that he is with falling in love on the first sight or meeting or something like that. So in now it's very different with the other leaders also too. Sometimes too close, sometimes easy to kind of become enemy and friends, so-called friends. It's very, jump one extreme to another. So you know, if it's more equal, of course, we know the secular society is not like a Buddhist practitioner's mind, but if one say, this is my friend, that is also my friend, this is a friend of friend, or these kind of categories. But generally we are human beings, so it's we have a mankind or human, as a human being, we have some ethics shared all of beings. Then based on that kind of category, maybe the many common interest or is ground is already there. Of course, Buddhist practice is even advancing more, said even too close is not good. Too far or too kind of, of course it's not good. Too far distance also not good. So everyone is in equal manner, then all people feel safe. If too close to two or three people, or then the rest feeling they are kind of not in a circle. And the friend and the enemy like came from those kind of distance kind of feeling. It's too long different distance is kind of a stranger and standing towards you against like position, then it's enemy. And so-called closer people as a friend, then it's a kind of remedy of, not remedy, it's a kind of samsara, ingredients of samsara. It said, closed one, you have attachment and sitting against that position, those are enemy. And the far distance is kind of negligent. Then the hatred, attachment, and the ignorance, these all elements are already there. So it's best to say, enemy become friends, friend become enemy, as we can see. So for long run, everyone is more equal than everyone felt like not to this group against that group, that kind of feeling. So it's a middle ground is always safe. Say words in the middle is always safe. Middle approach, or that is the most important. So not going to extreme is very important, middle way. So when also we can examine our words, if you say you don't say any words, some saint, they don't speak much, and some speak many of words, publish new books, these maybe individual have their own aspiration to do it. Why they are in that way. But generally said, you speak in when it's in right circumstance. You don't speak with the wrong circumstances or that right circumstances don't speak is better than you don't speak. Also teaching Dharma also saying, Dharma is said, don't propagate kind of people who don't want to listen. It's important in one Dharma teaching. Also in Shantideva's way of life also said that if people no respect, no kind of curiosity or faith, why you can teach it's no value for them and also no meaning to you, for yourself. So when these circumstances and others kind of value it or request, then you teach. And the tea, when you teach, also said, not because this teaching is very high I teach or very deep, sophisticated, so I teach, but according their needs, like a doctor, according patients can, illness can give them medicine or operation, these. So not because something is good, but something is need. So needed for them. So for these, from this point of, so you never kind of completely abandon the teaching or always unmatured circumstance, you kind of try to propagate Dharma or teaching, these are not right to do. So anyway, or this one, so when you stay in your own yourself with the oh, let's see. I think we jumped over one line, or probably, let's see, 18 and 19. I think I jumped one thing here. Let's see. Yes, I think I missed this one. I have a wrong page. So when among many watch your speech is much later verses. So I will leave there. And now is, in general, when you see others, don't be stingy. Be happy to give in. Give. Relinquish all thoughts of jealousy. So this is said in not only before the body, speech, and mind, you're ready to kind of interact with the people in daily life. The way of life, like you should try, these are very good result, and you wouldn't regret if you try it. If not successful, at least you become better and better. So generally also, not only physical gesture and speech or words or and intention, but also maybe sometimes we have a giving presents or giving some wealth of yourself, sharing some food or anything like that. So in those times when you when you see others, don't be stingy. Means we know everyone has a certain possessions, but these are not always belong to one. So always moving, always wealth, always kind of gaining and losing. These are common. If you're making money, but you have to spend the money too. If you don't want to spend money, you all save in a bank or anything in places, then eventually our life expand or not reaching like 200 years. So when you leave, so rest is kind of a wealth will be distributed to other people. Although sometimes it goes to by claimed by bank, nobody claim, or given to people, friends, or your family members, these are possible. So a few days ago, somebody told me one person, very stingy, always kind of not paying necessary duty fee, or they are sharing many place or food. This person always try to avoid any sharing kind of duties or responsibility for paying money. And everyone was not the for many years, maybe 10, 20 years, this person behaved like that. So he might no friends. Only few, those few people also almost fed up, like not very happy with this person. You look this person very kind of normal, but when maybe due to when he was young, he's very poor, family raised, he in his mind maybe he's very kind of that maybe that those I don't know detailed situation, but because of a stingy behavior, he one side he is not losing money, but he other side he is losing his friend. No more people want to be friend with him, and other people have still let them to kind of be hanging on together. Then others also saying, why you hanging on with this person? This is very, very strange person. They know for many years. And then, of course, you cannot judge just one person by one side of his behavior, but also seemingly not very good to be too stingy and on making not unhappy with towards others, friends surrounding you. If you have no wealth, then no point say one is stingy or not because you don't have much to kind of share. But if you want to have some money and then to share with the family or with the brothers, sisters, or even on the street, some needed people, always you can kind of, based on your own wish and your capabilities, you always kind of make others, more, how to say, friendly. If one says, oh, I'm very friendly to you, but when you need to share some duty work, sometimes some people not only kind of try to not spend any money, but also try to avoid in any kind of duty works. Now, everybody working is kind of try to excuse and skip that work and try to do something light. Or disappear for a period of time and come back later. So these are seemingly they think they're seeking temporary happiness and try to increase in enlarging their kind of comfort or ease. But in end up for long run, it's harmful for one's individual existence. And because we are a social kind of a society, social groups living together, so each one's happiness depends on the others. So it's a we or ourselves also receiving kind of a givings or receiving. So you are giving, you are receiving. These are commonly seen all society. So it's a of course sometimes people have this issue. They don't, they have a very little. They try to be very, very generous. Also not kind of realistic. If you have no ability to do good things as a big scale, do not promise to do. If you don't, you cannot finish the task, if it big kind of a goal, then you don't easily promise those things to finish it. So be realistic, but at the same time, you have to be in the middle, not too extreme. It's very important. And they said, relinquish from jealousy. So these are, I think, topics are very big and also we can discuss many, but anyway, generally, jealousy when there is a competition, I think some jealousy maybe is there, because jealousy means they don't want defeat by others, that kind of attitude. Or comparing oneself to others, you know, goodness on the bad side or something. And how you go over across, go beyond of those limitations, I think basically rely on the loving kindness and the compassion. One have the training is, everything is dependent on the training. When you train in, your mind increase to more loving kindness training, and then you wish everyone happy, you wish a benefit others, and the well-being of others is important to you, then generally these are decreasing. And also you can think of the harmness of jealousy. They disturb friendship. Jealousy also can even cut off friendship, and also not much meaning to yourself, but only brain disturbing attitude. Not others' self-importance or many things can contribute jealousy. And then the result is more distrust, competition, and forget about saying, "Oh, I wish you liberation to attain full enlightenment." But even temporary happiness, one also don't completely want others to be reached. To be reached that kind of a temporary benefit, then you can rethink of those systematically. You can refilter way of thinking and behavior, when what is behind motivation, what is main drive, reach that point, then you can figure out actually that these are very meaningless. And also, jealousy itself really cannot contribute kind of worldly benefit, even forget about the enlightenment or those things. So these are become considered as obscuration of love and compassion, and the obscuration of the trust and genuine sincereness. So why we need kind of embrace those harmful attitude, so we should eliminate. And I think time is almost right. We can kind of genuinely practice these two verses in this week. Next Tuesday, I think we were going to have a class. But try to, whenever you meet others, speak calmly, sincerely. This also, constantly you can try. And do not grimace or frown, but always maintain smile. Don't make like other people feeling uneasy, and felt like you are scaring them or something. Some people thought scaring, or if you somebody afraid of you, it's something good. No, it's not good. Not good at all from happiness or this point of view. If you are kind of militant, military, you try to almost, you are going to be a battle with people, maybe then it's a different story. But otherwise, if you want to be a friend with others, then of course its smile is the best kind of you work, shake others' hand, increase like trust or attitude towards people, respect others. Similarly, in different world, have a bowing or hugging or what's it called, the French way, or others to touching others' cheek or anything like that. You pumping your hand together in front of your chest, or these. But this only do few times when you meet people. And in ancient time, we said, at least you meet people, watch even a short amount of time, you should smile three times. One is in the beginning, you interact with in the beginning, you should smile. And during the some conversation or say something, words, you also should kind of smile. And at the end, say goodbye that time. Also, in last first impression and last kind of image of you, it should be a smile. So at least three times. If you, of course, you stay longer time, you can have a more. Yeah. No, there is no limitation. And also to share what you kind of able to, although not only material sharing, but laughing and smile also sharing. You kind of it's a part of generosity. You can say, I'm very generous because I'm in angry face or something, you know, but you can say, I've received kind of a warm feeling from others' smile, you know. And similarly, when you have to work or you have to share some bills, something, you happily do it. Don't count a penny or something. It's fair or unfair. It's okay. It just roughly, it's a kind of a good kind of, everybody seems very good. It's enough. For some people, small-minded, then again, too much counting in detail, then they feel it very important, fair or unfair, very subtle, and it also means no kind of no generous feeling. So anyway, these are common experience of everybody, so not much to say. But wish we can practice more in virtuous deeds. And the intensive training while we are kind of, as I said, a hot iron, you can kind of change the shape. Similarly, when we are talking about these topics and you can immediately train yourself and practice, then you really changing your behavior. For many, many years, even many multiple life, maybe we didn't change much, but in these, with the help of these instructions, we can really change. These are, what's it called, priceless kind of instructions. The instruction doesn't mean have to be very profound, not easy to understand that type of words on the combination of these sentences. But it's something very useful and can transform one's negative behavior, then it's really best instruction. So I'm going to stop here. May the lives of the glorious masters be secure. May all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and swiftly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much.